せーの、
アウェプ安心通信。
皆さんこんにちは、アウェプの好き柄です。
野田陣です。
ジョンです。
今月の安心通信は確定申告についてできるだけ簡単に説明をしたいと思います。毎年この時期になるとテレビのニュースなんかでも確定申告始まりますとか、きちんと申告しましょうとかよくやっているんですけれども、そもそも確定申告というのは何かというのをちょっと説明して、外国籍の方でも日本で収入のある人は確定申告が必要な場合もありますので、ちょっとその辺を説明したいと思います。まずですね、確定申告とはですが、1月1日1月の最初の日から12月の31日までの1年間のその人の所得収入、収入から必要な経費とかを引いたものですね、所得とそれのにどのぐらい税金がかかるかを計算して税務署に届け出をする、申告をするという手続きのことです。で、必要があれば追加で税金を払ったりします。ではちょっと英語、そこまで英語で、
はい、OK。 Gusto po namin i-discuss ngayon yung tungkol sa filing ng tax return, o yung every year binabayaran po nating mga buwis sa trabaho, sa business. Ito po yung topic ngayong araw na ito. Ano daw po ba yung tinatawag na filing ng tax return? Ano po ba yun, yung tax return na tinatawag? Ito po yung isang buong taon, isang fiscal year. Last year, for example po, mula Enero hanggang Disyembre ng taong nakaraan, yun pong mga kinita ninyo bilang nagtatrabaho, bilang business owners, bilang self-employed, yun po yung babayaran kailangan i-compute para malaman kung magkano ang tax na babayaran. Marami rin pong bagay na nakapaloob dito, kagaya ng maaari din pong meron kayong pagkakataong kailangan magbayad o hindi na kailangan magbayad. Sa pagkakataong pagfa-file natin ng ating mga tax return.
Ima Jin-san, Tagalog de mo hanashite kuremashita ne?
Hai,
ima Eigo
Tagalog desu ne.
So desu. Tagalog ii kana? Eigo mo irimasu ka ne?
Eigo da to. So desu ne. Eigo da to. We're trying to discuss about filing a tax return. This is about our income for the past fiscal year, meaning from January to December, our income, all the things that we have paid, that we have received, all the money that we have received from your work, from other sources, from your businesses, has to be computed, and so that we would be able to get the tax that we have to pay for the government. So we do it, it's either by ourselves or through the offices of the tax offices.
Okay. Okay. じゃあ次にいいですか。はい。そしたら、ではいつその確定申告をするのかと言いますと、今年の場合は2025年、今年の場合は2月の17日の月曜日から3月の17日の月曜日の間に申告をすることになっています。で、これはさっき言ったように前の年の1年間なので、2024年の1年間の所得の申告になります。ではここまで英語で。
Okay. So when are we gonna compute for this, or what are the years involved in this tax that we are talking about? For example, 2025, on the year 2025, in February until February 17th, we have to provide all the necessary paperworks to file for our income tax from our last year, meaning 2024 income.
じゃあ、ジョアンさんにタガログ語で。
はい。あ、kailan ba natin dapat i-file ang income tax return natin. Ito yung pagpa-file natin this year, 2025, from February 17
hanggang March.
Hanggang March 17. Ito yung pagpa-file natin na income tax natin noong 2024.
Arigatou gozaimasu. では次にどんな人が誰が確定申告をしなくてはいけないのかということですけれども、会社で働いていて会社からお給料をもらっている人は、基本的に毎月のお給料からもうタックスが引かれているので、基本的に確定申告しなくても会社が毎年年末に年末調整というのをしてくれて、そこで税金の調整をしています。なので確定申告をしなくてはいけないのは、自分でビジネスをしている人や会社が年末調整をしてくれなかったできなかった人、それから、あんまりいないかな、お給料の所得、給与所得、お給料が2000万円を超えるような人、そういう人は確定申告をしなくてはいけない人たちです。
Okay.
では英語でお願いします。
Okay. Who are we talking aboutwho are these people that has to pay for these taxes? First, those who own a business or being a self-employed people. Next, those who were not able or the company wasn't able to make an adjustment for the taxes. And then number three,it's strange that people have this kind of income, like 20 million or over. These people has to pay or to make their own taxes.
Ito po yung sino-sino po ba yung mga dapat na mag-file ng income tax. Ito po yung may mga sari-sariling businesses at self-employed. Ito rin po yung
yung hindi nakapag-adjust ang company.
Ayun, yung mga hindi nakapag-adjust ang mga company na kailangan nilang ipacompute ang kanilang income para makuha po yung sapat o yung tamang kanilang income tax. Okay. Tapos yung mga kumikita ng 20 million o higit pa sa 20 million para magpa-compute at maibigay nila ang tamang filing ng kanilang income.
はい、ありがとうございます。それからですね、お給料をもらってる人、会社からお給料をもらってる人でも、例えば1年間の医療費、病院に払ったお金や薬代などが1年間で10万円を超えた人、これは医療費のその控除は会社ではやってくれないので、確定申告の時にその払った医療費の領収書とか必要な書類を出すと、税金が少し免除される、控除されることがあります。それからもう一つ、例えば住宅ローンを払っている方などは、これもいろいろ条件があるようなんですが、税金が、控除される場合があるので確定申告をするといいと思います。
はい、はい、OK、 hindi lang naman po yung kaninang nabanggit ang maaaring mag-file ng income tax return. Meron din pong pagkakataon na yung ang mga kumikita galing sa trabaho, galing sa kumpanya, ay maaaring makapag-file para mapababa ang kanilang tax, or they could lessen their tax, those people who are already working in a company. For example, within a year, they have paid for hospitalization, for hospital bills and hospital medications. And they have to make sure this forms or these receipts they have already collected, it should be at least 100,000 or over yen. And then also those people who have house loan, home loan, but then again there is still other parameters wherein they cannot be allowed to get a tax return or refund for this.
Yung mga nabanggit natin kanina, kagaya nga nasabi ni Jinsa, hindi lang naman po yun ang mga hinihingaan para sa pagpa-file ng tax. Katulad nung isang taunang nagamit na bills sa pagpunta sa hospital na inaabot ng 100,000 yen o higit pa doon. Yun po yung mga isa pa rin sa pinafila ng tax. At ito yung meron din yung pangalawa naman po yung sinasabi na home loan na kinakailangan po din ito bigyan ng kukulang tax.
Hai. De, sore dewa tsugi ni doko de kakutei shinkoku o suru no ka, doko ni shorui o dashitara ii desu ka toyukoto desu ga, minasan ga sundeiru, jibun no sundeiru tokoro no zeimusho ni dashimasu, taksu ofisu desu. Shiyakusho toka kuyoshikusho dewa naku, taksu ofisu ni ikimasu.
Okay, most of the time we are having problems as to where we should be filing our income taxes. But here in Japan especially, it should be in the tax office. We can find our tax offices within our ward or within our cities. But it should never be in our municipalities, ward offices. It should not. It will never be filed in that area, but only in the tax offices.
Saan po ba natin pina-file ang ating mga tax? Ang tax po ay meron silang separated building. Hindi po natin siya ipa-file sa munisipyo o sa mga ward. Ito po ay ipa-file natin sa tax office. Magkahiwalay po ang tax office sa munisipyo. Doon po natin ipa-file ang ating mga tax.
はい、でこの後は具体的な手続きなんですけど、タックスオフィス税務署に行くとこういう申告の今画面に出てる書類がもらえます。で、税務署でもその確定申告の頃になると相談会や予約を取って、申告の手伝いを一緒にしてくれたりもう税務署に行ってそこで入力して申告したりすることができます。
Okay. Yun pong nakalagay po na picture sa likod ninyo, yun po yung mismong form na ipina-file. Yun po, sa katulad naming foreigners, usually, hindi po namin naiintindihan yan. Pero, pwede namin puntahan yung mga tax offices para po humingi ng payo, or you can go to your tax offices to get someone to explain this to you or to help you out, to support you in filing all these paperworks for taxes. You just have to make an appointment to see one of them in the office.
Ito po yung sample ng papel para gagamitin sa pagpa-file ng tax po natin. Doon po sa tax office, meron naman pong mag-guide sa inyo, or meron po tayong pwedeng pagkonsultuhan kung paano po ito pirmahan o ano po yung dapat natin gawin.
Hai. それで今も言葉の問題がやっぱりあると思うんですが、書類も基本的に日本語で、ただ国税庁のホームページ、ナショナルタックスエージェンシーのホームページに行くと、英語だけは一応そのガイドが PDF でダウンロードできるようになっています。で、ちょっと次のスライドに、その先ほどの申告書の書き方も英語で一応説明が載っています。
Okay. All right. Ito pong okay. This slide is about the 2024 income tax guide. It's written in English. You can download them from your computer using the link down below, And then on the next page, this is what this is how we should fill out the form, and it was given in step-by-step basis, and it will be taught to you in English language.
Ito po yung naka-English version sa website po nila, yung guide po nila kung paano tayo mag-file o mag-fill out nung papel, kanina pinakita na naka-Japanese version. Dito sa pangalawang page, sinasabi niya kung paano pirmahan o sulatan yung papel sa pag-file ng income tax. Nandito po yung mga step kung paano sulatan ito at yung paano pagkakasunod ng pag-fill out nung pinaka-form.
Hi. そうですね、英語であれば少し説明があるので、うん、自分でできるかな、うん、でもちょっと難しいかなという感じです。その税務署に直接行く方法と、あとこれは本当に日本語だけなので難しいかと思うんですが、うん、オンラインでの申告もできるようになっていて、今画面に出てるのが去年の収入分、今年する確定申告の特集ページ、ウェブサイトもできていて、そこから申告をすることもできます。はい。で、その次のスライドで、確定申告書作成コーナーっていうのができていて、ここから作成することができるようにはなっています。
Okay, so, in this, the first slide,is about the website for online filing of income tax. Well, as Rika-san said, you can go to the tax office. But for those people who knows how to speak in Japanese and do it in Japanese, then this one is a very convenient way for you to file your taxation. This one is your income last year. So you have to file it this year, and it's all written in this page. And then the next slide is about how you make it, how to do it, how you make your own form. And you just have to follow the step-by-step instructions in the computer.
Okay. Ito naman po yung mga taong marunong pong magbasa ng Nihongo at kaya naman pong mag-file through website o online sa pagpa-file ng income tax. Ito po yung pagbabayad ng income tax last year. Pwede nyo po itong gawin sa inyong sarili. Yung pangalawang pahina naman, ito naman po yung sinasabi kung paano po gawin ang pagpa-file ng income tax through online.
はい、ありがとうございます。で最後にですね、一点日本で働いてらっしゃって、本国の方に仕送りをされてるような方は結構いらっしゃると思うんですが、そういう方の場合、海外に住んでいる親族を扶養家族として申告して税金を少し控除してもらう、税金安くしてもらうという手続きがあります。でその扶養親族として認められるかというのがいくつか条件があって、令和5年2年前かなから少しちょっと基準が厳しくなっているんですけれども、これもちょっと、これは英語とあとタガログ語も説明 がその国税庁のホームページにあってダウンロードできるようになっていました。で会社に勤務されている方は毎年1回扶養控除の届け出を会社にするので、うん、その時に届け出をすれば確定申告をしなくても控除はされます。でその、お給料もらってる人の控除の申告書がその次のスライド、こんな紙を多分毎年会社からもらうと思うので、その時にもし仕送りしている親族の人がいる場合は、会社に届け出をしてください、うん、で送金したレシートとかそういったものは必要になりますので、はい、必ず取っておいてください。
はい、 So, ano, para po sa mga foreigner, ito po yung napaka-important.
Sorry.
I'm so used to Tagalog. Anyway, for all the foreigners living here in Japan, we, especially Filipinos, we are so used to sending money to our loved ones in the Philippines to help, to support. Of course, we're doing this because we have that kind of culture. And one good news in Japan is that we could apply for this for all the support money that we sent home as a way to make our refund, to get refunds or to lessen our taxes. And in filing this, there are certain requirements that you have to fulfill in order for the tax office to permit you to get refund. And it's already written in the first page. And then this next page is how you file it. It's already given in the office. If you're working in a company, you will receive this paper. And then make sure you write there that you have a family that you are supporting back in the Philippines. But of course, there's always this requirement. Like, for example, here, written in here is that it should be more than 380,000 yen as the worth of money you have sent in the Philippines. And it should be for a relative that is 16 years of age or older and under 30 years or 70 years of age and above. Those kinds of requirements, you have to be very careful. And also, one good thing Rika said is that you have to keep all those receipts that you got from, for example, Western Union. You, of course, when you send money, you will receive a receipt for that. So you have to keep it for the whole year to be able to file it for your refund.
Ito naman po yung page na to. Sinasabi naman po dito na meron din po tayong tax refund na matatanggap. Ito po yung mga nagpapadala ng pera sa kanilang pamilya sa ibang bansa, magkakaroon po ng tax refund. Ito po yung kanina na ipinakitang slide, makakatanggap tayo ng ganitong papel mula sa ating, kung tayo nagtatrabaho sa kaysa, kumpanya, mula sa kanila itong papel na ito, at titignan mo rito at para fill upan. Pero meron mga kaukulang dokumento na kinakailangan para magkaroon tayo ng tax refund, katulad nga ng naitago natin yung resibo na lahat nating ipinadala sa ating pamilya na nagkakahalagang 380,000 and above. At sinasabi rin po dito na maaari rin po tayong nawawala ako. Nag-file po tayo nito.
Sino yun? Anong age?
Yun. Magpapile nito. At yung nagkakaroon ng mga kasama dun para sa mga pagre-refund is yung 16 hanggang 30 exemption sila. Tsaka yung 70 and above exemption sila para dun sa pagpapile ng tax.
ありがとうございました。こういった情報は、国税庁のホームページに載っています。ナショナルタックスエージェンシーのホームページに英語であれば大抵の情報が読めます。で、今の、そう、扶養控除の話はいろいろな国の言語で載っていましたので、PDF でダウンロードできるようになっていましたので一度確認してみてください。はい、この QR コードで。
Okay, please check out the National Tax Agency QR code and find out your own language. Find out in your own language And you can always download it for your reference.
Yung nakikita nyo po sa screen, ito po yung QR code para mahanap nyo o magamit nyo po ito sa inyong own language o sa inyong sariling pananalita. At dito, nandito po kung paano nyo po pagpapayal ng tax.
はい、ありがとうございます。Okay. では今日最後に一つだけお知らせをお伝えして終わりたいと思います。2月24日の月曜日祝日の日ですけれども、マサヤンタハナンフィリピンのコミュニティの皆さんと一緒に、また、4回目になるんですが、メンタルヘルスのセミナーを開催します。で、広島大学からまた今回も毎回来てくださっている山内先生をお迎えして、日本語と英語とタガログ語とでいろいろ語り合いたいと思います。うん、で、テーマはスマートフォン。特に子どものスマホ依存とかネット依存ということがよく言われますが、そのことについて大人としてどう声かけをしたらいいかとか、大人として何が困ってるとか、そういったことを話しながら何かヒントを得られたらいいなと思っています。で、オンラインでも実施、ズームでも参加いただけますし、対面では開催するのはマサヤンタハナのオフィスが入っている神戸の、なんだっけ、移住センターですね。はい、海外移住と文化の交流センターですかね、正式名称。はい、そこで開催しますので、2月24日もしよろしければぜひご参加ください。
はい、お願いします。 Okay. So we would like to invite youIn our mental health seminar entitled What Adults Think About Kids' Smartphone Addiction. It's a growing problem actually for many countries around the world. And we would like to attempt to talk about it and see how parents look at it, how parents deal with it. So...if you are interested, we are doing it on February 24th. It's a holiday from 1:30 to 4 p.m. And we are doing it online. Philippines is also open in joining our seminar on this day. It will be held at the seminar room in Kobe Center for Overseas Migration and Cultural Interaction in Chuo, Kobe. And also, what makes this special is that our guest speaker, Ms. Romy Yamauchi, will be there to facilitate the workshop. And if you are interested, it's available in English, Tagalog, and Japanese languages. Please contact our web. At web at tcc117.jp.
ありがとうございます。
Iniimbitahan po namin kayo sa event ng AWEP sa February 24 about sa mental health. Ano po ba ang iniisip ng mga nakakatanda doon sa mga batang adik sa paggamit ng smartphone? Ito po ay magmumula ng 1:30 p.m. hanggang 4 p.m. Ang ating
venue
po, sorry Miss Jean.
Okay.
I cannot hear.
Okay. Venue is Kobe Center. Ayang Kobe Center for Overseas Migration at Cultural Interaction sa May Kobe, Chuo Kobe po.
At sa mga magnanais pong umaten po, pwede po natin kontakin ang AWEP at tcc117.jp. Ito po ay gagawin by online. Ang ating pinaka magse-seminar o ang ating visitor na parang magsalita sa atin ay si Ms. Hiromi Yamauchi.
Okay. So, I forgot to say this, but this is also in cooperation with Masayang Tahanan Filipino Community.
Hi. Ito rin po ay project ng AWEP at ng Masayang Tahanan.
Okay.
Hi. ありがとうございます。はい。それでは今日の AWEP 安心通信はこれで終わります。ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
FM, 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 YY.